Then Peter lured Alexei back, tortured him terribly, and allowed him to die in prison 2 years later. Peter suspected his beloved second wife, Tsarina Catherine, of having taken a Dutch lover, the brother, oddly enough, of Peter's own former mistress, and he had this Dutch man drawn and quartered. The greatest illustration, however, of Peter's obsessive drive was the building of his beloved St. Petersburg. Because it was built during wartime, St. Petersburg had to be not just a westernized Russian city, but a naval and military base. So Peter spared no expense. Peasant laborers were forced in by the tens of thousands when they died of overwork, malnutrition, disease, or all of the above. Peter just sent in more. To this day, the natives of St. Petersburg will tell you that their city is built upon bones. Peter also hired the best architects, craftsmen, and materials available. For years, it was illegal to construct a stone building in Russia anywhere but in St. Petersburg. In 1712, Peter officially named his new city the capital of Russia, Sankt Petersburg, which is Dutch for the city of St. Peter. Lavishly adorned by his successors, terribly tested by siege during the Second World War, this gorgeous city is but the greatest of Peter's indelible marks upon the Russian state. I've been there twice. I can't wait to go there again.